兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们打开约翰福音第二章。
Please turn to John chapter 2.
11到22节。
We'll read verse 11 through 22.
读中文的弟兄可以跟弟兄姐妹可以跟我在一起，懂英文的可以跟左右弟兄一起来读。
We'll read in Chinese first, then read in English.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。这是以后，我们一起来。耶稣、弟兄和门徒都下加百农去，在那里住了不多几日。犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，也对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的店心里焦急，如同火烧。因此犹太人问他说，你既做这事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这店，我三日内要再建立起来。犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
Oh, let's read in English. John chapter 2, read together. John chapter 2, verse 11 through 22.This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons,and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of trade. His disciples remembered that it was written,Zeal for your house will consume me. So the Jews said to him, what sign do you show us for doing these things? Jesus answered them, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore,He was raised from the dead. His disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
如果你手中有圣经的话，我们再读其他一处旧约《民数记》第十七章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 17.
第四节到第五节的前半段。
We will read verse 5 and the first half of verse 5.Verse 4 and 5 half, first half.
民数记第十七章第四节到第五节的前半段，你要把这些账存在会幕内法柜前，就是我与你们相会之处。后来我所拣选的那人，他的账必发芽。好，就这里。
Numbers 17 verse 4, place them in the tent of meeting in front of the Ark of Covenant.Where I meet with you, the staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout.
我们再到约翰福音。
Let's turn back to Gospel of John.
第一章十二节.
Chapter 1, verse 12.
第一章十二节. 一起来, 凡接待他的, 就是信他名的人, 他就赐给他们权柄, 做神的儿女。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them right to become children of God.
20章31节.
Chapter 20, verse
31. 但记这些事, 要叫你们信耶稣是基督, 是神的儿子, 并且叫你们信了他, 就可以因他的名得生命。
Verse 31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
这里看到耶稣是基督，是讲到他的权柄。
Here it talks about Jesus is Christ, Messiah, that's His authority.
讲到神的儿子，是强调他的生命。
And it also mentions him as the Son of God, that is the nature of His life.
所以呢, 在约翰福音里面, 很重要的两个, 就是两个点, 就是讲到生命跟权柄。
These are the two pivotal things mentioned in the Gospel of John, His authority and His life.
感谢主, 我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow down our head and pray.
主, 我们把所读的话, 交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words we just read into your hand.
主啊, 只有你来说话, 我们才能够听见你的声音。
Only if you speak to us that we can hear your voice. We are your sheep and we should hear your voice. May your authority, there has no obstacles in your house.
And
remove anything that hinders. Let us come to you freely. That we can meet you here. We are obedient before you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想在过去, 几个月的里面, 我一直跟弟兄姐妹分享约翰福音第二章, 就是主耶稣洁净圣殿这一段的事情。
In the last couple of months, I've been sharing messages based on the chapter 2 of Gospel John.
讲到神家中的实际,
it talks about the reality in the house of God.
我曾经跟弟兄姐妹讲过祭坛那个十字架的实际。
We talked about the altar of burnt offering, that the reality is the cross.
也讲到那个金灯台, 讲到那个光的实际。
And then we talked about the lampstand, which represents the light.
我们也讲到那个陈设饼的桌子, 特别讲到复活生命的那个实际。
We talk about the table of the showbread that it represents the resurrected life.
那上一次分享到祷告的殿, 讲到神家中祷告的实际。
The last time we mentioned, we shared about the prayer in the house of God.
那么今天讲到,今天是最后, 这个系列里面最后的一段, 是特别讲到权柄。
And this will be the last one in this series. I'm going to talk about authority.
因为从圣殿从外院一直进到至圣所, 到在至圣所最中心的事物, 那是约柜。
So from the court, you go all the way inside to the Holy of Holy in the temple, and that's in the center, that is the Ark of the Covenant.
那个至圣所的里面, 乃是神的荣耀, 同在的所在。
That is where God's glory is present.
你一碰到这个, 就摸到神的权柄。
If you are there, then you see the glory, you see the authority of God.
那我们今天会从刚才我们所读的约翰福音第二章十一节到二十二节这里, 我们分三个部分来跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
Based on the scripture we just read, chapter 2, verse 11 to 22, we have three points we want to share today.
第一,我们看神儿子荣耀的彰显。
First, we're to see that the glory revealed by the Son of God.
这个荣耀呢, 是特别在主耶稣行的第一件神迹的时候显明出来。
And this glory, it mentions particularly revealed in this first sign that he did.
是在迦拿的宴席上最终带进生命中的喜乐。
And in the wedding banquet in Cana, that the Lord brought in the joy of life.
然后我们看见那里那个时候呢并且不光带进生命中的喜乐也带进生命中的满足。
Not only we receive joy, they also receive the satisfaction.
你看见荣耀哦这个是在什么样子的情况下荣耀会出现呢
Let's look at under what circumstance that the glory is revealed.
很清楚从圣经中我们很清楚看见不管是从会幕的建造还是圣殿的建造当这个事情能够照着神的心意来达到那个完全的时候那个荣耀就出现了。
Either the making of the tent of meeting or the temple, that if everything is done according to God's plan by His will, that His glory is revealed.
那么我们看这个第一我们看见这一位进入圣殿的这一位神的儿子我在读的时候乃是看见大祭司进入圣殿的。
If we look at the one who entered the Holy of Holies, that he is the heavenly high priest, the Son of God.
感谢主，当这个大祭司，他不是他自取做大祭司的。
And he is not taking that glory upon himself.
他乃是神，在这个被神所膏的。
He was anointed by God the Father.
特别在第一章33-34在那里。
If we look at John chapter 1 verse 33 and 34.
感谢主我们在那里我们看见约翰做的见证。
And there John gave his testimony.
约翰说我先前不认识他只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上谁就是用圣灵施浸。
And here's the words of John the Baptist. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
约翰就在那里说，我就证明，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
And John said, I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.
神的家中的治理在希伯来书里面给我们看见有两件事有 两个身份。
And the one who reigns over the house of God in the book of Hebrews, it reveals that he has two different identities.
第一他为儿子治理神的家。
First, he is the son over God's house.
这个是在希伯来书第三章那里给我们很清楚看见。
And that was described in Hebrews chapter 3.
那么还有一方面他为大祭司治理神的家。
And on the other hand, he is also the heavenly high priest over the house of God.
所以呢，当圣灵膏他的时候，他成为一个大祭司，他就进入神的殿。
So when he was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the high priest, he is able to enter the Holy of Holies.
那我看见什么现象呢
？Then what do we see?
看见这些牛羊鸽子，还有兑换银钱的，还有这些一种的乱象在那里。
So when Jesus went to the temple at that time, what he saw is the oxen, the sheep, and the very chaotic scene there.
这些的乱象跟他的荣耀是相违背的。
And all these are not matching the glory of God.
所以呢，我们就看见主耶稣在那里呢，他就怎么样子，心里焦急，如同火烧。
That's why the scripture says the zeal of your house is consuming me.
因为在这个神的殿中，在神的家中，已经亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because over there, clearly, everything fell short of the glory of God.
我们常说，我们常常在聚会里面常常祷告说，神啊，愿你的宝座设立在我们当中。
We oftentimes pray, Lord, may your throne be established among us.
既然他的宝座是在我们当中，那么他的权柄应当也是在这里。
If his throne is indeed established here, then he should be able to exercise his authority here.
这是我们不得不面对的。
That is something we must face.
当主耶稣做这个洁净圣殿的时候，犹太人也在挑战他。
But when the Lord was cleansing the temple, the Jews challenged him.
犹太人呢在那里说你既做这些事还显什么神迹给我们看呢
And so they ask him, what miracle will you perform to prove you can do this?
这句话的重点是意思是说你到底是谁呢
And the question implied is that who indeed are you?
但是感谢主我们知道我们看得很清楚在这个啊第一章刚才我们33-34节那里我们就看见基督的那个合法性。
So the verses, the two verses we read in chapter 1 prove that he is lawfully the high priest.
对他也是合理的也是有正当性的。
And everything he does is reasonable and well justified.
所以当他进入神家中的时候他那个乃是父所印证的。
So when he entered the temple, he was with seal, with approval from the Father.
并且是能够被圣灵被父所分别为圣的。
And he was dedicated by the Father.
所以他是能够有权柄进到神的家中来执行这个审判。
Therefore, he definitely has the authority to do the cleansing.
我们感谢主，我们知道这个火哈心主他这在告诉我们说他心里焦急如同火烧，这个火所代表的就是审判。
And there, we see the analogy: the zeal of your house is like fire consuming him. That fire speaks of the judgment.
所以神绝不许他的荣耀受到亏损。
God will never wants his glory be fell short of.
我们知道这个宇宙中哦，这个最大的不法者就是撒旦。
We know that the ultimate unlawful one in the universe is Satan.
他所做的工作就是毁坏的工作。
And his work is to destroy.
主耶稣告诉这犹太人是你们拆毁这殿。
And remember the Lord said that you destroy the temple.
是因为人的悖逆。
And that's because their disobedience.
这个悖逆的本质从哪里来的呢
And where do all the disobedience rooted?
我们好不好打开以赛亚书14章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14.
12节到14节。
We will look at verse 12 through 14.
以赛亚书14章12节。明亮之星啊明亮之星早晨之子啊你何竟从天堕落你这功败列国的何竟被砍倒在地上啊下面这横你看啊、哦、你心里曾说我要升到天上我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上我要坐在聚会的山上在北方的极处我要升到高云之上我要与至上者同等。
Verse 12。How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations, you said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens, I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High.
你看这里这个仇敌哦，他呢，他所要争的是争什么？是争那个位置，那个 position。
And here you see that the enemy is so focused on this high elevated position。
所以呢，你看就看今天人在地上为要得到权柄的时候，他总是要往那个位置上去争的。
So today in this world we also see that many are desiring these authorities, these high positions.
你看他说我要升到天上、哦、对不对他说我要、啊、高举我的宝座在神众星以上。
The enemy said he wants to raise his throne above the stars of God.
还有聚会的山上北方的极处。
He wants it to be enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, the utmost height of Mount Zaphon.
还有高云之上。
And above the clouds.
你看见没有都是那个位置。
And that is all talking about these high, elevated positions.
所以今天你看见人在那里，就是在那里争权的时候，他必须要夺那个位。
And that's what was being fought on, and they all try to grab those positions.
所以，但是呢，真正的权柄呢， 是从你去读啊、你我们如果去读那个啊、刚才我们弟兄也祷告了，就是腓立比书第二章五到七节。
But the real authority, if we look at the Bible, just like our brother prayed just now, was described in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 7.
他与神同等，并不抢夺。
And see, even he's equal to God, he does not consider that as being granted.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
And he humbled himself and took the form of a servant.
并且成为人的样式。
And he became man.
那么全心顺服以至于死。
And he obedient to the death.
且死在十字架上。
And he even died on the cross.
然而神是尊他为至高。
But then God raised him up.
赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
And give him the name above all names.
你就看见万气要跪拜，万口要承认他是主。
So that every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord.
所以因着神儿子的顺从，你就开始就看见说，那个才是真正带着权柄的那个建立。
And when we see the obedience of the Son of God, we know that that is where genuine authority is based on.
那也带进了生命。
And that it also brings in life.
你看仇敌的这种的悖逆哦，你看见哦，所带进来的话，就是像创世纪开始给我们看见的空虚混沌，月面黑暗。
And the enemies with his disobedience, he will only bring in just like in the Genesis chapter one we read, it was emptiness, formlessness, and darkness.
空虚就是虚假的，变成没有目的的。
Emptiness talks about being false, being purposeless.
如果今天你看，你去看见今天整个的人活在地上哦，许多的时候，有的时候都觉得自己不知道为什么活着。
And many of us living on earth today, we don't know why we're here.
这是撒旦所带进来的。
That is rooted in Satan's destructive work.
那么混沌的话，那就是乱。
And also formlessness talks about disarray, disorder.
这个乱所带进来最后就是死亡。
And the formlessness eventually leads to death.
像我前一阵子得的 COVID.
Not too long ago, I picked up COVID.
那么这个一个小小的一个病毒哦，就在我的身体的里面制造混乱。
And that little virus was able to make big problem.In my body.
我们的身体的里面，生命的里面是有秩序的。
Because in our body, there is an order there.
是神所设置的。
And that is designed by the God.
照着他的权柄来运行的。
And ordained by God and running by design.
但是这一个小小的病毒就在里面给我们制造混乱。
And then this virus, its work is to create a disruption.
这个乱到最后严重的时候，最后就是死亡。
And this disorder, we know that to the extent it can lead to death.
所以我们感谢主，我们呀感谢主的恩典，弟兄姐妹也是不断的在祷告，为我祷告，为我们家人祷告。那谢谢弟兄们。
I praise the Lord, and I also thank you for your prayers, which sustained me and my family when we were sick.
感谢主，主让。这个生命的大能使我们身体里面那个秩序能够得到恢复。
But the Lord's life-giving power was able to restore that order in our body.
我就能够享受到那个生命中的宝贵。
Then I can truly experience that preciousness of life.
光来到世间因为人自己的行为是恶的不爱光倒爱黑暗。
The Bible says that light comes into the world, but man because theTheir own sinfulness, do not like the light, and they like the darkness.
这个圣殿，以他人说是40年所造的。
So they said that it took 46 years to build that temple.
人所造的哦，常常是就是在今天来讲的话，常常是讲究经济、实用、方便。
And we know that whatever was built by man's hands, we often boast about.It's economic, it's very practical.
但是呢我们也要看见 许多时候呢，不光是如此，而且呢，还觉得说，神的命令还不如我们自己的方法方便。
And oftentimes, man elevates their own methods over God's wisdom.
但是我们真的说，神的话，它就是命令。
But the word of God is a commandment.
那有的时候是会有一些可能会觉得麻烦，但是一定有它的原因跟用处。
Sometimes we will experience some inconvenience, but they're beneficial.
那么神要建立起来的话，是他不是人手所建立的。
So whatever is going to be built by God is not going to be by human hand.
主耶稣说，三日后我要重新再建立起来。
So the Lord says, I'll raise the temple up in 3 days.
我们知道这个三是复活的数字。
And that three symbolizes resurrection.
三也是神的数字。
And three is a number speaking of God's nature.
从三而一的那个性质的里面，你就看见那个配搭的原则。
And we know that the triune God, the God of Trinity, there's a three.
他在神家中的所要的这建造是父子圣灵彼此的配搭，然后彼此同工尽全力来建造这个神的殿。
So, same thing here, for the building of the temple, that the God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they'll work together, they'll exercise their full power to build up this temple.
所以侍奉必定需要有配搭。
So that when we serve together, we must learn to work together.
因为神就是他就是这样配搭的。
Even God himself, in his work, there is cooperation.
其实至高者并不住人手所造的殿。
But you know that the Most High does not live in a house that man's hand built.
他说天是我的地位，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
Because God says that the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool.
你们要为我建造何等的院宇呢？
What kind of house will you build for me?
哪里是我安息的地方？
And where can I find my resting place?
主耶稣说没有能夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
And Jesus said that no one took the life from me, and I laid it down on my own accord.
他说我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
And the Lord said, I have the authority to lay it down, and I also have the authority to take it up.
这个权柄舍了，也就是在十字架上主耶稣所说的成了。
That when the Lord laid down his life, he said, all is accomplished on the cross.
当主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，那个你就看见神在他的儿子的里面就找到了安息。
And at that moment, the Lord declared that it's all accomplished, that God the Father has found that resting place in his Son.
只有安息才能够有建造。
And only when there is true resting,then there will be real building.
我们在常常在聚会的时候，有的时候常常会受到影响。
And oftentimes we are distracted when we gather.
我以前我记得我在国内聚会的时候，有的时候孩子哭了，有的时候哎呀，或者在组织会受到影响。
I remember that when we were worship back in China, sometimes on Sundays, baby will cry or something else will happen and it distracts the worship service.
总会叫我们这个里面会感觉说，哎呀，他为什么这样子？里面立刻就变成没有安息。
And when something happens, we react to it and we will lose that peace in our heart.
这些事情我们一定会面对的。
These are the challenges we will face.
问题是我们怎么样能够找到安息？
But the question is still, where do we find that resting place?
除非在神的儿子耶稣基督的里面。
And there's only one place, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
你要保守你的心一直跟主之间能够有亲密的交通。
And you will keep your heart, make sure that you're always connected to the Lord.
还有一件事情就是我以前在国内的时候，有一个年长的弟兄常常来帮助我们。
And I also remember an elder brother,When I was back in China, he oftentimes came to help our church.
那么他我们的聚会是讲福州话的。
So in our church, most people there speak the Fuzhou dialect.
那我们的这个弟兄讲国语，所以呢，我们也是都需要翻译。
This Albert brother, he only spoke Mandarin. So when he is preaching, we need translation.
但是每次这个聚会完之后，就会有回应的祷告。
Now at the end of the service after message, there will always be a prayer time.
那回应祷告的时候呢？那么我们当地的弟兄回应的时候，都是用福州话祷告。
So as you can see, most of brothers in our church, when they pray in response to the message, they use the Fuzhou dialect.
那么这个弟兄在我们当中完全是听不懂的。
So this brother, he could not understand one word.
但是感谢主，他保守他的心安息在主的里面。
But the Lord helped him to guard his heart, so his heart remains in peace.
他不会因为他听不懂我们福州话，他里面就开始有了挣扎。
And he would not choose to react to the fact that he could not understand the Fuzhou dialect, but he will still be in the peace God given.
当弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，旁边常常像我们一样，会用阿门来 support， 对不对？
Yeah, when we pray, oftentimes we say amen in response to others' prayers.
但这个弟兄他同时也阿门进去。
And this elder brother, he also say amen.
感谢主，这个是说明这一个这。只有因为圣灵他在主宰着整个的聚会。
And praise the Lord, it is the Holy Spirit who works in everyone's mind and heart, and he sustains the gathering.
使这些语言都不能够成为我们聚会阿们那个高语的那个障碍。
So that no language will prevent us from saying amen to others' prayers.
我们要在神的儿子的里面找到那个真正的安息。
We must find that true resting place in the Son of God.
感谢主，我们有的时候读这一段圣经，我们常常会有个问题说，主耶稣为什么这么做？
And oftentimes when we read this paragraph, we have a question, why did the Lord do that?
其实在约翰福音里面，主耶稣每一件所做的事情都是引我们认识他的所事。
Now, every event that was described in the Gospel of John, is the purpose is trying to make us know deeper about what God is doing.
就使我们认识他的身位。
So that we know who the Son of God is.
其实许多时候撒旦仇敌他并不是反对主耶稣所做的。他是反对主耶稣那个身位跟他的那个所事的。
And oftentimes the enemy's work is not against who Jesus, what the Lord does, but against who the Lord is, his identity.
所以你很明显就在犹太人当中就很明显就看见他就能够看见。在犹太人他们的反应的里面就很清楚就能够看见。
In the response of these Jews, we can clearly detect that.
Yeah, 甚至犹太人说我并不是因为你做的善事这样子要拿石头打主耶稣。
And once the Jews said, we're not trying to stone you because you did these good things.
乃是因为你是人却把他自己当作神。
But because you're a man, you say you're a son of God.
你看见没有？他是挑战他的身位。
And that is a challenge to the identity of Christ.
所以当我们看见主耶稣他是一个神的儿子，也是那位大祭司，那么大祭司是照着那个不能朽坏的那个生命的大能来侍奉。
And so that we see that Jesus is the Son of God. He is also the heavenly high priest. So when he serves with the life that is incorruptible.
所以你就看见主耶稣无论带 到哪里就带进生命。
So everywhere that the Lord is, it brings in life.
在这约翰福音里面这么多的兆头的里面你都能够看摸到生命。
In every sign that was described in the Gospel of John, you can touch that life.
那你这个就是希伯来书所告诉我们的他是造就无穷生命的大能。
And that is what the book of Hebrews mentioned that it is the full power of the resurrect life.
那么我们讲到上一次特别我们我们的弟兄徐牧师在我们当中也交通到教会需要有组织。
And you remember, Pastor Xu, our brother, he mentioned that in the church, there is also, it also needs organization.
对。那么有组织的话我们必须是要有秩序。
So in an organization, there's always a certain order.
那么当我们讲到秩序的时候一定会面对一个问题那就是权柄。
And when you talk about order, you can't ignore authority.
当我们摸到权柄的时候，一定会摸到生命。
And then when we look at the authority, we will also be looking at a life.
所以呢，我们就看见说，主耶稣他以他的身体为定。
So here, the Bible says that the Lord speak of the temple as His body.
约翰福音第六章六十三节说，叫人活着乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
And in John chapter 6 and 63, the Lord said that it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The flesh counts for nothing.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the word I spoke to you is spirit and this life, full of spirit and life.
我记得以前冯牧师常常跟我们交通三个方面。
And I remember Pastor Fun Fun, he shared with the three aspects.
他讲到这个次序，还有讲到配搭，然后还有讲到活力。
Now, he oftentimes talks about the order and the corporal service and the vitality.
我们感谢主，这个生命所带进来的话，它必定会带出全柄的。
And life will definitely bring in authority.
你说所有的全柄，它必须是活，它是活的。
And authority is a living thing.
你看今天世界上的人啊，有权在这个在位置上有权柄的，他如果一死，那就权柄就是那就没了。
And in the world, you can see anyone who is of importance. If he dies, then his authority goes away.
所以这个权柄是跟生命在一起的。
So the authority is always attached to life. It's never alone.
是从神来的。
And authority is given by God.
比拉多曾说。你曾经跟主耶稣说，你不知不知道我有权柄释放你，也可以有权柄把你钉十字架吗
？So, Pilate once asked Jesus. He said, "Don't you know I have the authority to set you free, and also I can put you on the cross?"
主耶稣回答说，若不是从上头来的，你就毫无权柄办我。
And Jesus answered, "If it's not authority given from above, then you can do nothing to me."
圣经告诉对约翰福音第一章十二节告诉我们。凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
In John chapter 1 verse 12 we just read those who believe in his name and receive him he will give them the right to become the children of God.
感谢主你就看见说这个的权柄是跟生命相关的。
And so that authority is attached to life.
那我们最后我们来看这个生命的服事。
So now let's look at the service by life.
我们好不好看约翰福音十三章。
And let's turn to John chapter 13.
第三节到第四节。
John chapter 13, verse 3 and 4.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里。且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。第五节，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。约翰福音十三章第三到第五节。
Okay.John chapter 13, starting from verse 3. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with towel that was wrapped around him.
我们从一开头就看见说父把万有都交在他的手里那是他手中过有万有的权柄。
So in the first verse, we read that the Father had put all things under his power. So he has authority over everything.
你就接着下来，你就看见这个我们很熟悉的故事。
And then there we know that the story that we're all familiar with, it started.
这样一位万有权柄的主，他怎么样子？他就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿手巾，然后倒水来洗门徒的脚。
And that the Lord, with all His power, He stood up and He took off His outer clothing and wrapped a towel and He washed the feet of the disciples.
所以我们很清楚看见，这个权柄不是他来炫耀的。
So that this authority was not used to elevate Himself or boast about.
这个权柄乃是来服侍的。
And the Lord used the power, the authority to serve.
所以不光主耶稣这么做，主也叫他的门徒也是这样做。
And the Lord commanded His disciple to take example and do the same.
13节，你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来就是。
In verse 13, the Lord said, You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am.
我是你们的夫子，我是你们的主，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
我给你们做的榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor the messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them.
他是何等的爱我们。
Oh, how much he loved us.
他爱我们，就让我们有选择。
And he has given us that choice.
他的的确确可以用他的权柄在我们身上有那个强制性。
And with his authority, he definitely can force us to do anything that he wants.
而且他的强制性是正当的，是合法的。
And all that can be justified and are reasonable.
但是他并不这样做。
But that is not what he did.
他让我们有选择。
He handed us that choice.
他让我们能够，他既然爱我们，让我们有选择的时候，那我们的选择是怎样子呢？
So he has poured out his love over us and he let us choose. Then how should we choose?
倘若我们选择神所关注的那件事情，
If we choose what God's heart is after,
当神的他的本性里面的旨意的那件事情要成就的时候，
And what is in the nature of God that in his will needs to be accomplished,
神的心意得到满足的时候，
to satisfy God's will, God's heart,
那么一定会显出荣耀来。
And we will definitely see His glory.
那么这个荣耀，当你在关注这件事情的时候，同时你也在这个荣耀当中。
And if you set your eye on that, and you will be part of that glory.
就好像主耶稣跟父说，现在我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。
And just as the Lord prayed that, share with me the glory that before the beginning of the word, that glory that I share with you.
因为父所关心的那件事，心中所那个重担，主耶稣他已经成全了。
So the burden in the heart of the Father, that plan of salvation, the Lord accomplishes it.
所以我们就感谢主，我们就看见说，这一个今天我们的选择是何等的重要。
That speaks of the importance of the choices we're making today.
他没有用权柄强压我们。
He did not use his authority to force us to do anything.
如果你，他不会强压你来聚会。
He's not going to force you to come to worship service.
但是你有选择。
Indeed, you can make your choice.
你可以不理会神，不来聚会。
You can ignore the calling of God and you can choose not to come to worship service.
但是所带进来的话，极有可能是空虚混沌，月面黑暗。
But the result is very like, the result, it will lead to emptiness, formlessness, and destruction.
那个结果你要自己去负责任。
And that responsibility, you must bear it on your own.
倘若我说主啊，我愿意选择你的旨意。
On the other hand, if you say, Lord, I will choose your will.
你在我身上是有权利的。
For you have your authority over me.
但是你还是给我有选择，我今天就来选择你。
And you let me choose, so I will choose you, Lord.
我选择你的道路，我选择来亲近你。
I will choose your way, I will choose to be drawn close to you.
你就必定看见，你就摸到生命。
And you will receive life, and you will touch that life.
今天主的宝座是行动的宝座。
Today, that we know that God's throne is a moving throne.
就好像在以西结书第一章我们看见的。
And just like as in the first chapter of the Ezekiel, it describes that throne.
我们看见那个宝座上，宝座前的那个活物，那是代表着生命。
And the living creatures mentioned in front of the God's throne, that represent life.
活物的灵是在轮章当中。
And it says that the life of the living creature is in those wheels.
所以主耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
That's why the Lord declares that all authority and power has been given to me.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore go and make all nations disciples.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
And baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
我所教训你们的都要吩咐他们遵守。
And whatever I have taught you, teach them.
他说我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And you teach them obey, and I'll be with you even to the end of the world.
你看见这个宝座的权柄吗？是行动的。
Can we see that the authority and the power with the throne
是活的。
It is moving, it is living.
父凭着自己的权柄所定的日期是不是你们可以知道的。
So the Father has set a date that we are not able to know.
但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
But the Holy Spirit will descend upon you and you'll receive the power.
并且在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So in Jerusalem, in the land of Judea and Samaria, even to the end of the world, you'll bear witness for me.
最后我们有一点的总结。
And we'll have a quick summary.
有三个点我要跟弟兄姐妹一点分享。
So we'll look at three things.
我们如果要摸着神家的实际，在侍奉上有三个方面的性质，我们一定要把它抓住。
If we want to get hold of the reality of the house of God, there are three important things we must attain to.
同时也是三个问题。第一，神在什么地方有行动？
It comes in the form of three questions. The first question, where is God taking his action right now?
第二，基督在那里有没有得着地位？
Second question, has Christ received all the respect due?
那么第三，圣灵对这件事的心意到底是怎样？
Third question, what is the Holy Spirit revealing his plan to us?
如果我们的侍奉能够摸到有这三方面的性质，那我们就能够有那个金银宝石那个永远的价值。
If when we serve him, if we know the answer of these three questions, then our ministry will have the value of gold and silver to the everlasting nature.
感恩主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们需要服在他的面前。
We must be obedient to his will.
我们常常就是许多的时候我们愿意接受他做我们的救主。
And all,We want him to be our savior.
这方面你只要信就可以了。
And that on, if you have faith in him, you'll receive.
但是你要他做你的主，你就摸到权柄。
But if you make Christ your Lord, then you truly understand the authority.
那就关乎到顺服的事情了。
And that has to do with your obedience.
所以我们常常在，就看见说，在我们做基督徒当中，我们常常是信是信。但是顺服就非常的困难。
And so in the journey as a believer, we believe, but oftentimes it's difficult to obey.
所以我们需要圣灵恩待，圣灵给我们开启我们眼睛，看见他的权柄。
So we need the Holy Spirit to give us grace and mercy so that we can clearly vision his authority over us.
让他的权柄在我个人身上是通达的。
So that his authority has no hindrance in me.
同时也让他的权柄在教会中在宇宙中更是通达的。
So that Holy Spirit can freely exercise His authority in the church, and even in the universe.
因为他整个是关乎到他的国度、权柄和荣耀。
So this is about God's kingdom and His glory.
这是感谢主，我们但愿我们能够真实摸到这个权神家那个权柄的那个事实。
Praise the Lord, may He help us to truly learn and understand His the truth of His authority.
我再提醒一下。
And I have one last reminder.
那三个方面，神在什么地方有行动？
First, let's review that three questions again. Where is God taking His action?
基督在那里有没有得着地位？
Is Christ honored in that place?
圣灵对这件事的心意到底是怎样？
What is Holy Spirit revealing as His will to us?
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们实在感谢你。是你对我们来说话。
Lord, we give you thanks for it is you are speaking to us.
主啊，你爱我们就拿给我们有选择。
You love us so much that you let us choose.
主，我们愿意服在你的面前。
We choose to bow down before you and obey.
使我们有智慧的选择，聪明的选择。
Teach us to make the choice with wisdom.
选择那生命，选择那善好。
So we choose the best, we choose life.
让我们能够服在你的权柄底下，愿意走你所命定的道路。
So we obey and we walk in your way.
主啊，我们愿意谦卑服在你的面前。
We humble ourselves before you, Lord.
主啊，但愿主你的宝座设立在我们当中，不是一句话。
We pray that your throne established among us is not just a saying.
主啊，但愿我们真是能够活出这个宝座权柄之下的那个实际。
Let us experience that reality that we live under your authority.
我们把敬拜归给你。
We praise you and worship you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.